Today, just now, a question came in my mind that there are two persons.
Both are devotees. One man to be in the association of devotees, always doing Nam Sankirtan, wanting to remember with them. And another devotee, he wants to be as in very interior, where anyone cannot go, making a hut there very easily, alone, he can chant and remember, but alone. What is better? To whom you prefer for your bhajan sadhan, especially in Kali Yuga? I'm not asking all, but I will point out to whom. Oh, a very senior devotee is here. Oh, and he is even Pawan Prabhu. Perhaps he was initiated by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Very senior. I want to hear his opinion, what he prefers better. Oh, you should stand up and what is better for us to do?
It is much better to be in the association of devotees. In scripture it said even 1/11th of a second of association of devotees is worth more than many, many different lives of experience in this material world. And especially for development of Krishna consciousness, there's nothing better than Sadhu Sangha. Alone in the forest, and you're still with your mind, and mind can give so much trouble.
Thank you. Very good. Sabri Rishi. Oh. She was like a devotee too, not only yogi. And he wanted to be alone in Vrindavan and doing austerities in the river Jamuna. Very cold, very hot, no hot. But when a lust came in his heart, who saved him? He was not saved. What became? Oh. By his influence of his austerity. He divided him, he manifested him in how many forms? 50 forms. And he married young daughters of, very beautiful daughter of King Mandhata. And thus he enjoyed with them 10,000 years, more than that. So I think, if any high class of devotees he may be, but he should not think that, oh, I will go on the bank of Ganges or Jamuna, in Gangotri Himalaya, very far, very beautiful scenery. Topmost scenery. Ganga is. But coming from high place there, up from Gomukhi, and very beautiful scenery there. So I will make a hut there, and I am from there. No one will be too disturbed. Oh, no person will be. But this Kamdev, very crooked Kamdev, will not give up you. He will follow there even. So we should try to be very, very careful in Kaljuga. Oh, Kaljuga, with devotees. They will always like God. Even they are more Kanishtha Adhikari than us, know of, but they will God. So we should try to realize these things, helping the devotees and Gurudev, Vaishnava, in his preaching, and chanting name always. Preaching is one of the part of practice and bhakti yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he has told that, oh, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, you are Namir Acharya. Those who only preach, they are karmi. Those who preach Hare Krishna movement or anything, but not practicing themselves, they are like karmis. They will have to enjoy their past impressions and this impression life. And those who are not practicing, those who are only practicing, not preaching, they are something, but they are... And those who are chanting, remembering themselves and also preaching, like you, Haridas Thakur, you are only a charge. Rare art like this. So we should try to. But to follow all these lines. Now we should come in our class. Gaur Premanande. Why I told this? Oh, God knows or any rare knows. So we explain the Gopi mood told by Gopi, Srimati Radhika to Krishna. Krishna heard and he began to weep. And then he began to reply something. If anyone wants to advance in bhakti, they should try to follow this thing. Only this is not, this is not, this is not, this is not. Or this will not do anything. Understand? What?
Negative aspect.
They cannot help so much. If positive is there, then they are okay. But positive also must be with negative. Otherwise, he cannot go up. So, Gopi is told, we cannot live without you, maintain our life. So better you should come to Vrindavan. And that Vrindavan is my heart, our heart. And if you are not coming, you will see that all Vrindavan will be lifeless. All will die. Suniya Radhika Vani, Braj Preme Mane and Bhave Vyakulita Dehaman. He heard pathetic words of Gopis, especially of Radhika. And then he became restless. And he could not control himself. And then he thought that I cannot repay Brajvasi. And then he began to pacify all Brajvasi, especially Srimati Radhika. Pran priye sunamura yeshap tabachan. my most beloved. I'm telling truth to you with my pure heart. Tuma samar smarani jurumuri ratri din. Mor dukha na jane kono jane. I am in Dwarka. My this body is there. But my heart is there with you in Vrindavan. Always restless, feeling so much separation. Day and night, I am restless so much. There is none to whom I should reveal my heart. There is none in Mathura. And that is why I sent Uddhav to go to Braja and to be admitted in the school of Gopi. To learn something, what is called brain. And if he will be expert, then he will return. Then I may tell him and he will realize my heart. How I am feeling separation. To whom I can't tell. I cannot tell to Uddhav even. To Rukmani Saptamama. I cannot. But always repenting and repenting, weeping and weeping. Brajavasi Jatajan Mata Pita Sakhagam Savemor Haya Pransam. All the Brajavasi Mata Pita Sakhagan Mata Father Mother and my all covered boys, my friends, Sakha. These are like equal to my life. Pran means life. Life. Tarmadhe Gopigan, among them, oh Gopi, all the Gopis are like my Sakshat Jivan.
Direct
life here. And you Sumati Radhika, more Jivan air Jivan, life of life. Tumar sabar prem rase amake karilo bashe. I'm controlled by your love and affection. Now I am only yours and yours. I am your eternal servant. Oh, this creator of this world. The creator of this world. Oh, he is very cruel hearted. He has taken me from very far away from you. I was in a bibastha.
Helpless.
I was helpless. Like we all are helpless to die. Helpless to go here and there. Helpless in any way. So Krishna is telling that thing. Now I am helpless. You are also helpless. That creator possibly has taken me very far away from you and from my birthplace, Gokul, Vrindavan. And it is my durdaiva, it is my misfortune. Priya, priya sangahina. Priya sangavina. Nahi jiye e satya vachan. It is true that most beloved, she cannot maintain her life without priyatam. But, Oh, what meaning? Oh, you. What? You should.
Priya priya sanghahina, priya priya sanghahina, nahi jye e satya praman. A woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for one another. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also.
He is not telling about Western women and men. Never, never. He is telling of Vedic culture, women, like gopis and himself. Here, oh, they will be very happy. He should give some money, oh, that's all, and he may give up. Oh. But in India, this air is also entering in India also, so much. Delhi, Bombay, Madras, Calcutta, it has reached, not in very village area, but there it has entered. I request you to not involve in these things. Very careful, very careful. But I think that sometimes you are not helpless to do anything. You are bound to do something. But if you will call, if you will request your Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, so they can save him. Only this is one way. Otherwise you cannot be saved. So it is true that a woman without his beloved, she cannot maintain his life, her life. And also that beloved so cannot maintain his life without his priya. More dasa sone jabe, ei tar ei dasa hobe, ei bhaye dui rakhe pran. Common things. Here he is telling for Radhika, not for others. That woman separated by his beloved. Why he don't die? That if I will die, then my beloved will weep bitterly and he may die. So I should not die. For his beloved, that he will suffer so much. So I don't want to give him any suffering. And also that beloved person, he thinks that if he will die for separation, she may die and she will be so suffer. So, both they don't want to die. Sei sati premavati, premavan sei pati, vyoge je banche priyahita. So this is important thing. This is theory. Sei sati premavati. Only one chest lady is there. Chest lady is that lady who has so much high class of love and affection for his beloved that in biyog even, in separation also, always she thinks welfare of his beloved. Always and always. Like Ram, in any case, she told Sita, for whole life I am giving up you. And he sent her to a forest, forever, her whole life. Sita was separate. She was weeping bitterly, bitterly. And that time she was pregnant. Otherwise, he may have died. After that, law goes, he goes to Sanskrit. But what became? She was always from forest. Though she was suffering so much from his husband, but always she used to tell to have this thing that Ram should be happy. She had done wrong or right. I am not going to look this. I want that. Anywhere he will be, anyhow, but he should be happy. And Ram was in his big, big palace, royal palace. He left out his pillows and palank and everything. He became renounced there, sleeping on the ground, on a mat, like Sita there, not taking any delicious food. Some thoughts to live, to maintain his life, like Sita he was. And always what doing? Telling the separation of Sita. She was unable to survive him. And that is why he used to make some sacrifices in Yajna. And making a statue of Sita. So, the lady, just lady, who has love and affection for his beloved, he always thinks the welfare of his beloved. Even anything has been created, very wrong thing for her, for created by his beloved, no harm. And same thing, a beloved to think about his wife. For his most beloved. Nagane apano dukh banche nije priya sukh. Priya janasu. Sei dui mile achirat. They don't look after their own happiness or suffering. Always they think the suffering and the happiness of their beloved.